Everybody, Josh Peck here with today's Peck Report. Hopefully you are doing well. So, big news, the Pentagon finally admits that it investigates UFOs. So we obviously have to talk about this. For those not familiar, I wrote a book with Derek Gilbert a couple of years ago called The Day the Earth Stands Still. This was just prior to the official disclosure that happened at the end of 2017. We can talk about that in a little bit. But this isn't the actual official disclosure. That happened at the end of 2017. It was actually weird timing because me and Derek's book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, I mean, it was all about official disclosure, and it came out right before that happened. Actually, in the last chapter of the book, I addressed the question, when might we get official disclosure? When could that happen? And I used a variety of methods to kind of try to predict it, and it turned out the prediction was true. It was accurate. It wasn't a prophetic deal or anything like that, but it was an accurate prediction, and I explain it all in the book, but it did happen December of 2017. Well, so what we're seeing now, what we're seeing today is just more runoff from that, and I believe that as time goes on, we're going to get more and more of this. But right now, Fox News has recently reported that the Pentagon has finally uttered the words it always avoided when discussing the possible existence of UFOs, unidentified aerial phenomena, and admits that it still investigates reports of them. Now, in a statement provided exclusively to The Post, a Department of Defense spokesman said a secret government initiative called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, quote, did pursue research and investigation into unidentified aerial phenomena, end quote. So while the DOD says that it shut down the AATIP in 2012. Spokesman Christopher Sherwood acknowledged that the department still investigates claimed sightings of alien spacecraft. Quote, the Department of Defense is always concerned about maintaining positive identification of all aircraft in our operating environment, as well as identifying any foreign capability that may be a threat to the homeland, end quote. And again, that's from Sherwood. He also said, quote, the department will continue to investigate through normal procedures reports of unidentified aircraft encountered by U.S. military aviators in order to ensure defense of the homeland and protection against strategic surprise by our nation's adversaries, end quote. Now, Nick Pope, who secretly investigated UFOs for the British government during the 1990s, called the DOD's comments a bombshell revelation. So he was a former UK defense official turned author, and he said, quote, previous official statements were ambiguous and left the door open to the possibility that AATIP was simply concerned with next generation aviation threats from aircraft, missiles, and drones, as skeptics claimed. This new admission makes it clear that they really did study what the public would call UFOs. It also shows the British influence, because UAP was the term we used in the Ministry of Defense to get away from the pop culture baggage that came with the term UFO, end quote. Now, John Greenwald Jr., whose website The Black Vault archives declassified government documents on UFO reports, said, Well, as well as Bigfoot sightings and other subjects, also called the Pentagon's use of the term unidentified aerial phenomenon unprecedented in its frankness. So he said, quote, I'm shocked they said it that way. And the reason is they've seemingly worked very hard not to say that. So I think that's a pretty powerful statement, because now we have actual evidence, official evidence, that said, yes, AATIP did deal with UAP cases, phenomena, videos, photos, whatever, end quote. Al Greenwald also said he hopes that the Pentagon will release more information about the AATIP, either by voluntary disclosure or through requests under the Federal Freedom of Information Act. But he also says, quote, but at least we're one step closer to the truth, end quote. Now, the existence of the AATIP was revealed in 2017, along with a 33-second DOD video that shows an airborne object being chased by two Navy jets off the coast of San Diego in 2004. At the time, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid took credit for arranging $22 million in annual funding for the AATIP, telling the New York Times that it was one of the good things he did in his congressional service. Reid's home state of Nevada hosts the top secret military installment known as Area 51, long rumored to be the storehouse for an alien craft that crashed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Reid, through a spokeswoman, declined to comment in this article. So I believe that we're at a time where we're going to be seeing more and more and more of this. And the weird thing is it's not happening the way that I sort of used to think that it would. It wasn't until I was researching for The Day the Earth Stands Still, which is all about what the day is going to be like when we actually, you know, are either visited by aliens or we get official disclosure from the government, or how it's all going to play out. Now, a long time ago, I used to think that there would be like some smoking gun that was discovered or something like that. But in research for The Day the Earth Stands Still, I began to change my mind on that. And I began to think that probably what's going to happen is there will be a time in the near future where the government will voluntarily release some information. Because we already started seeing the other world governments doing that in other countries. They were already, like in Mexico and places like that, they were already releasing, you know, their military was already releasing footage and admitting to investigations and things like that. So I figured it was probably only a matter of time before we started doing that here in the U.S. But as I talked about in the book and in various interviews after the fact, I didn't think that the public was really going to be that shocked by it. You know, I figured that the UFO community would be like, you know, yes, finally we're vindicated. But I didn't think that the public was really going to care that much. And that is exactly what happened. Most people in the world don't even know that official disclosure happened in 2017 and that it's continuing on today. Most people don't know that, which is strange. But so I was correct there that most people don't care. Most people, it's not as big of a deal anymore. And I think part of that is the entertainment industry. We've been inundated with, science fiction and alien movies and UFOs and all this stuff for such a long time. Most of us have just grown up with it as just a part of our culture. So we're kind of used to it. Most people believe that life probably exists outside of Earth in the universe. Most people believe that. So, and have had a lot of time to think about it. So I figured, you know, and I wrote about this in the book, that when official disclosure does happen, I don't think it's going to be, I mean, it is a big deal, but I don't think it's going to be looked at as a big deal. I don't think a lot of people are really going to care or even really know much about it. And that might possibly be why the government was waiting, you know, waiting for a time like that where they could release stuff and just nobody would really care anymore. And, you know, because the people don't care, the government's not getting in as much trouble, and it's not really as big of a deal as it would have been, say, 10 or 20 years ago. But why release the information at all? I think that they were kind of backed into a corner because of these other governments doing it. So it was obvious that something was going on. I think they were backed into a corner, and they kind of had to. You know, if they kept it, after a while, more and more people would begin to ask, well, why aren't you releasing it too? You know, why isn't the U.S. releasing it? And it would have started a whole new surge of UFO enthusiasts. Whereas right now, not that that community has died down really in numbers, but it's more accepted now than it ever was. You know, so more people are interested in that kind of stuff. Maybe not as much as like the diehard true believers, but at least enough that they think about it sometimes. I think that, you know, the government probably looked at the time that we're living in now and thought, okay, well, if there's going to be a time to do it, we should do it now before there's a major resurgence where we're getting like a lot of the diehard true believers that are badgering all the time. And because then that would make the government look really bad, you know, if they're still holding back information. So I think that's why they're doing it now. I think there's probably also a spiritual component to it. I mean, I do believe we are living in the end times. I believe that we've actually been in the last days for 2,000 years. You know, I mean, Paul wrote about it. So for at least 2,000 years, we've been there. But I do think that we're getting into the end of the end times. I do think we're getting to a time where a lot of this is going to start ramping up even more. You know, and because interest in it has by and large raised in the public, they're looking for that. You know, people are looking for that. We're living in a culture right now that with the government admitting to this stuff, nobody's by and large, no one's really upset about it. You know, there's not a whole lot of people that are saying, you know, well, why would you hide it? If anything, people are just kind of excited that it's true, you know, and it's sparking a new widespread thought about the existence of aliens. By the way, I would say too, with this is kind of a big deal. So keep your eyes on Israel in the next few days or in the next week or so. I think for some reason, and this was a big part of what I wrote about, and this was how I was able to predict that something was something big in the UFO community, something was going to happen with official disclosure right down to the month, December of 2017. This was how I was able to predict it because for some reason, events in Israel and events that reignite this idea that there might be life out there, they coincide. So within the next couple of days or few days or maybe couple of weeks, keep your eyes on Israel because I think something's going to happen. I don't know what, you know, there's no way to predict what. But if that pattern holds true, this is a pretty big deal in the UFO world. You know, it's a pretty big report. And it's reigniting once again this thought about alien life, possible alien life in the universe. And for some reason, that usually always almost always, well, there's no way to track every single, you know, event, but at least all the ones that I've been able to look at and I document in the book, those two things coincide. So be looking for a historical type of event, something that would be recorded as an event in Israel's history. Be looking for something with that. So you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, so I do believe that we're living in the end times, and I believe that all the spiritual stuff is ramping up, and that's why we're seeing this more and more as time goes by. But I would like to know what you think about it. So leave me a comment in the comment section below. But don't forget to subscribe to this channel and click on the bell for notifications. Also, please become a member of Daily Renegade. You can do that at the link in the description below, or just go to dailyrenegade.com. We would very much like to have you as members because we don't know how much longer we're going to be able to do this on YouTube. And in case YouTube deletes our channel, which they could do at any time, we already have two strikes on our account. But if YouTube deletes our channel, we need to be able to have a place, right? So that's what Daily Renegade is all about. So go and become a member there. It's very easy to do so. And yeah, so I'm excited to know what you think about this. All right, everybody, have a great day, great weekend. Take care. God bless.